The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, one day you're going to get on the line and you're going to say, Simon, there's nothing to talk about.
Yoffi, so I heard you mentioning that dreaded E word, because just what we need in 2020 is for a second election, or at least one that would be scheduled for next year. Seeing we are in December, I don't know who's happy about the fact that it's December and the year is almost done. But anywho, yesterday we spoke about Prime Minister Netanyahu's special address from the Likud faction meeting, saying that he didn't want to go to elections. He supported unity. Now, the big question everybody's asking ourselves today is that Netanyahu trying to do political maneuverings, because he is the master maneuverer, and put Gantz in a very difficult position, which he will do, or does Netanyahu genuinely not want to go to elections, because the polls have it very, very close between Likud and Yamina? But it's anybody's guess, and we'll only know tomorrow, because tomorrow there will be a meeting at the Knesset for this vote to take place. So where do we stand at the moment? The person we have to feel sorry for is Benny Gantz, who is the alternate prime minister and the defense minister at the same time. And Gantz, on the record just a couple of weeks ago, saying that he had no doubt that whatever deal there is for this rotation would not be honored. And he has been approached by Lapid, who's the leader of the opposition and also the chair of the Yesh Atid faction, to vote in favor of dissolving the Knesset, which we'll only know tomorrow. If he doesn't, he still remains firmly in Netanyahu's camp and takes the criticism from his constituents for that. So poor Benny Gantz, you have to feel sorry for him. Lapid moving full steam ahead to want to push this vote to dissolve the Knesset, and joined by the Labour Party's chair, who's also the economy minister, Amir Peretz, who says he also would favour moving towards dissolving the Knesset, because the government is paralyzed at the moment. And, you know, just to remind listeners that, you know, we went to these elections hoping to put together a coalition to help at least get us through this corona period. So it has been a challenge. I don't envy anybody who's in the Knesset tomorrow and having to vote on these issues. But I think tomorrow we'll have more or less an indication of where we stand moving ahead.
Rowan, the big winner there appears to be Naftali Bennett. What's his stance going to be tomorrow?
Well, Naftali Bennett, we'll have to see tomorrow. I think that at the moment, the way that he's polling, he is going to want to move to elections, because at the moment, with his figures and confidence in him on the up and up, and he has started to be more vocal with regards to sort of campaigning, it puts him in a very good position. Anyone's guess, never boring. If elections were a drinking game, Israel would have it down pat.
Wow, we shouldn't laugh. It really is serious business. Rolene, let's talk normalization. And one thing I want to ask you is, last night after the show, I went online and I saw that big deal. Saudi Arabia is permitting Israeli planes to fly over its airspace. But I missed the point. Haven't they been flying over the airspace for the past 3, 4, 5 weeks already?
Well, this is what everybody else was thinking. I mean, they gave us that agreement soon after we normalized with Bahrain and with the UAE. In fact, soon after the Abraham Accords were agreed upon. But, you know, we don't have any more in-depth details. Maybe this was specifically for this specific airline. Maybe it was airline specific. Who knows? All we know that we avoided wearing a major chavita, a major omelette, by getting the permission from the Saudis. And this morning, the Israel aircraft, which I do love this new fashion of right in all languages, you know, peace, shalom, and all these wonderful messages. Our duly decorated Israel took off and has landed safely in Dubai National Airport. So we have our very, very first commercial flight, this time from Israel to the Emirates, with 180 on board, landing safely, which is a very, very significant moment for us.
Majorly significant, but we need to remember that Bibi flew to Saudi Arabia when? Earlier on this week, last week. It seems to be a fait accompli. This is not a surprise to anybody. And apparently you've got, a second Bahraini official headed to Israel as well.
He has landed. He is the Minister of Industry and Commerce, and he's here for 2 days' worth of meetings on how we can increase our trade and cooperation. Very, very good things indeed. So we are certainly growing there, and it's, I would be very curious to sit in on some of these government meetings in other Arab countries to see how much attention they are paying to this, and also within the Palestinians. We've got Mahmoud Abbas threatening elections 1 minute, you know, because he is in the 16th year of his 4-year term. And on the other hand, not moving towards elections. I mean, rumor has it that we were supposed to see elections happening there by the end of the year. What's going to happen is nobody's guess. I think we all know that he's going to head into the 17th year of his 4-year term.
So while I'm struggling to reconcile,
While this is going on, we've also had word that Yahya Sinwar, is the head of Hamas, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, wow. There's an interesting bit of news. I just want to take you back to the normalization yet again, because it is so clear to all of us that there is a true warm peace between Israel and the Emirates and Bahrain, and yet while this is all happening, an Egyptian pop star puts his arm around Omer Adam, takes a photograph, puts it on social media, and is going to be tried for goodness knows what in Egypt. I mean, are the Egyptians not looking at this thinking there's a disconnect?
Well, absolutely. You know, it hasn't been received very positively by Emiratis or Israelis, and you know, one scratches the head. Look at all the positives that are coming out of these Abraham Accords. The progress with the UAE is at absolute warp speed. I mean, we can't keep up with it. At least every single day, there's some notification of some kind of agreement, of cooperation, etc., being signed between Israel and the Emiratis. Seeing this push from the Bahraini side as well. Now, we do have a peace with Egypt. We've had peace with Egypt for several decades, but we've yet to see Egyptians and Israelis cooperating on this level of warm peace. We've yet to see Egyptians or Jordanian tourists on our beaches. It was very heartwarming to see somebody posting footage of the first Emirati tourists to go and visit the Kotel, the Western Wall, a site very, very holy, if not the holiest, for Jews, and how warmly they were welcomed there. And you would think that others would be paying attention around the region, but maybe they want to wait a little bit longer to see how this is all going to transpire.
Let's end it this afternoon with the fact that Slovenia has designated Hezbollah as a terror organization.
Well, this is another list that's growing ever longer. Slovenia joins countries like Austria, Germany, Switzerland, Guatemala, Honduras, the United States, Canada, and many, many more in recognizing that that Hezbollah in its entirety, not just the military wing, in its entirety, because some countries have said, well, you know, Hezbollah is also a political department, a political party. They've recognized them in absolute their entirety as a terror organization. And I have this in right now, that the Bahraini delegation have signed bilateral tourist agreements with Israel. So it's good news all round. What can I say?
What a wonderful place to leave it on such positive news. Rolene Marks, can't wait to chat to you tomorrow. We need to fix up our technology, but you're still worth
it. I know some people, I know someone you can speak to about that.
Okay, we'll take it offline. But thank you so much. Can't wait for tomorrow. Cheers, Rolene.
Cheers, guys.